You're standing on a platform. There's no one else here, but you're not surprised. Looking up at the sign in that familiar white font on a blue background, you see the sign reads Toll Station. There's a chime, and an announcement comes over the loudspeaker. 1 minute until the toll train arrives. You think you can hear the distant sound of rails rumbling. And soon you see a pair of headlights pop over the hill. You know, that's your train. With a long metal sigh, the train winds around the track and comes slowing to a stop at the station. The doors open before you, and you step inside. With a soft thunk, the doors close behind you, and you find yourself a seat. The seats are colourfully adorned in a familiar pattern made up of colourful, abstracted characters, somewhat resembling letters. If one were to look closely, you'd find an O and an E. And yes, it spells out Toll. Reaching your hand down to the side, you find a little lever that lets you recline your seat back as far as you wish. Settling in to the plush seats, you start to listen to the sound of the train. Click-clack, click-clack, click-clacking over the tracks in a steady, slightly accelerating rhythm. The landscape speeds by in a blur of telephone poles and trees. Familiar sights whizzing by. Places that you may have visited once in person, and places that you may have only seen from the vantage point of your train. This train is express to wherever you want it to be. It will stop when you are ready. Most likely, this train is taking you to Sleepy Town. A very nice place at this time. The train is comfortable and familiar, as all trains are. The kind of place where many can gather and yet still find a private place to call their own. Using headphones or a book to map out their own little private boundary. A little space that's just for them. Of course, on this train, everything's for you. But it's still nice, isn't it? Being on a train. Knowing that you can relax and do whatever it is you want until you arrive at your destination. Your destination tonight will take a bit of time to reach, so now's a good time to get really nice and comfortable in your seat. Wriggle a little bit if you have to, and squidge your body into the perfect place on those plush, soft seats. Stretch out your legs. Let your fingers trail over the soft, textured fabric. Imagine tracing a finger along an O and an L, an E and a T. The train bump-bumps, bump-bumps, like a steady heartbeat, mirroring your own. Is the train starting to slow down? or are you slowing down? Either way, it's a nice thought, isn't it? The train is a smooth ride. It rocks you just gently, without jostling. Almost like it's cradling you, taking you exactly where you need to go. Exactly where you want to go. Since this is an express train to wherever you want, you can rest assured that there will be no announcements to disturb you. No pings nor dings, just the constant rumble of the train tracks underneath. It's impressive to think about. These lengths of steel, powered in such a way that they move, no, glide over the rails. And these rails have been etched into the landscape and over the horizon. And sprawling out like fresh spiderwebs glistening in the morning dew. And you can trace any one of those branches of webs and go wherever you want. And just by boarding this train, you're off, whizzing over the landscape, being taken far away from here to where you want to be. You find yourself starting to nod off. Your eyes feel heavy. Your eyes feel heavy? Your eyelids feel heavy. And you start to slink down a little bit. Your head leaning to one side, in search of a pillow. The sounds of the train start to fade away, and the lights seem to dim, and you shut your eyes and enjoy the darkness. You can mostly hear the sound of your own breathing at this point. Calm and constant and comforting. It's not long before you find yourself nodding off. At a certain point, there's a soft thing on your shoulder, politely touching you, opening your eyes without waking up fully. You look up at a face covered in fur. White and grey fur, with a kind of scraggly beard under the chin. It's the conductor. He sheepishly, or should I say, goatishly, tips his hat politely and apologizes for waking you. You tell him it's no bother at all. He clops his hands happily together. He's a familiar face. He's the only one else aboard this train, passing through to check on your ticket and to make sure you're all right. Of course, it's perhaps a little bit needless, but let's not consider the logistics of a train made for one. In any case, his cloven-hoofed hand reaches out to you, asking gently for your ticket. You fish in your pocket and produce an old-fashioned scrap of paper. He looks it over thoroughly. It's a little game of his, pretending to scrutinize the ticket as though there might be anyone other than Toll aboard this train. He bleats happily, confirming that this ticket is indeed for this time, this day, and this person. And then he chomps it in his mouth, and with the sound of a stapler, he punches it neatly with his two front teeth. Handing back the slightly moist ticket to you, you pocket it happily. The goat tips his hat, and then, with a twitch of his fuzzy tail, turns and walks down the aisle. The sound of his hooves clumping on the surface, as though he's got someone else to go to, as though there might be another toll on the length of this train, and he might ask them, "Tickets, please." Now, having fully checked in to your train, knowing that the goat will be able to wake you up just before your stop, should you need it. With the subtle movement of the train, you feel almost as if you're gliding. You imagine yourself floating above the surface of the earth, shooting over it at speed, and yet barely moving at all. And yet, it occurs to you that's exactly what you're doing, racing over the earth, and in your protected metal bubble, you barely even notice it. What a funny and queer thought. You lay it aside. Such thoughts are for waking hours, when you can think about trains and how lovely they are. Right now, though, now is for sleeping on trains, which requires very little thought at all. You turn a little bit into the seat, finding the softest part of all, kicking off your shoes, and sinking once more, kneading your hands on the fabric like a large cat. Feel yourself becoming drowsy and relaxed. The train seems to slow down a little bit, the distance between the clicks and the clacks growing longer. The secret of the train is it slows down, so it'll arrive exactly when you're ready for it. The train is in no rush, so neither should you be. The train is in no rush, so why should you be? You will arrive at your destination exactly when you need to be. But for now, it's time to recline in the luxury of your own personal train and let it take you away, riding on tracks, over hills and through valleys, shuttling you away exactly to where you need to be.